Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, set us on fire. Set us on fire, Lord. Set us on fire. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer. Altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is, are you truly seeking God? Are you truly seeking God? And our scripture comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. At 7 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can call in while I'm live. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feeldthefire.com. FeeldFire.com. FeeldFire.com. But your best bet is to follow the Daily Fire podcast so the recording will be taken straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and it remains available to you all day to listen whenever you want and even to go back to it on the next day if you desire. You can follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF, and the phone number to text to is 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feeldthefire.com, FeeldFire.com. I am now in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, reading from the KJV. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Listen to that again. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today's Daily Fire? Say it aloud with me right now. Are you truly seeking God? I want you to personalize that. Call out your name and ask yourself that question. For example, Rossi, are you truly seeking God? Self, am I truly seeking God? In the scripture that we just read, although it was only one verse, it is rich in multiple ways because it lays out for us the structure of how to ensure not only that we are sincerely seeking the Lord, but that we also receive the blessings of obeying that command. It started off by saying, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Then it stops. There's a comma. So this is the first clause. Notice it did not just state seek the kingdom of God. Notice it did not just state, seek ye the kingdom of God, or seek first the kingdom of God, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. See, it is crucial that we understand a few things just from this clause of verse 33 alone. Seek is an action verb. It means conscious effort. So to seek means you can't just be sitting there watching. You can't just be sitting there observing. Rather, you got to be up doing some kind of movement, because action is required to seek something out. If you want a job, for example, and you're seeking a job, then you put forth action. You will maybe go on the internet to Monster.com or Indeed or, you know, all of these different online websites for jobs, or CareerBuilder.com, or you look in the newspaper. You ask your friends or other colleagues who have your same types of credentials if they know anyone who's hiring. You don't just sit at home on the couch, hopefully you don't, saying, I want a job, I want a job. Lord, send the job to me now. God, I'm claiming a job. I decree and declare that I will have a job. A job will come to me right now in the name of Jesus. Because if you do, you'll be sitting there doing that every day. No, instead, and not receive the job. There's a part you have to play to seek out what you want, whether it is a job, if it's a mentor. You know, someone reached out to me a few weeks ago, an attorney, and asked if I would be willing to mentor her in her private law practice. Now, had she not reached out to me, even though I have referred multiple people to her, because I already see her as a go-getter and as a, you know, a hustler, very good attorney. She's in my home state of Alabama. I have many people from Alabama who reach out to me all the time to help them, but I'm not licensed in Alabama. So because that's my home state, they know me. They're always reaching out to me on Facebook or through one of my siblings trying to get legal help. So what I did is I started referring them to this young lady who's opened her law office, and she's really doing very well. I love what she's doing. So by all accounts, I didn't know she desired a mentor. I didn't know she wanted a mentor. But she began to watch the things or the successes that I was posting on Facebook. So then she reached out to me and asked if I would mentor her on specific areas that she needed to grow her practice even more and organize it even more. She, in other words, she was seeking. She did put forth action. Then it stated, ye. Ye means you. Ye means me. Seek ye first, Rossi. Seek ye first, brother. Seek ye first, sister. You are the one who needs to be putting forth the action. God doesn't need to be putting forth the action to bring you into the kingdom. You need to be putting forth the action to get into God's kingdom, to have relationship with God. So many times people will say, if God wanted me to have it, he would give it to me. If God wanted me to be at that place, he would transport me there. Well, you don't say if God wanted my light bill paid, he would go pay it, do you? You get up and put forth the action to make sure you have the funds to pay your light bill. You don't say if God wanted me to have a place to stay, he would just drop it out of the sky. No, you put forth the action to make sure you can pay your rent or your mortgage or go find you a place. It is the same thing here. It says you seek God, glory. Then it said first. I love that. Because seek in ye would not have been as effective without the priority of first. God is first. We seek God first. Notice it didn't say seek your church building first, seek your pastor first, seek your first lady first. Seek God first. Because that's the order. And seeking God first includes seeking time with Him. So if we're seeking God first, then that will cover a church attendance because we will want to spend time with Him. But seeking God first also encompasses spending quality time with our family. So God always requires balance. So you wouldn't be seeking God first by being in church 5 or 6 days a week, but having no time with your children, your spouse, yourself. Seeking God first is balance. So seeking God first is seeking the order of Him. Time with you, Lord. Then time with my family, God, which includes adequate time for rest and relaxation for myself. And then, you know, also my church building. And then going out from there to other family members and helping others. So, for example, you are out of order if you are paying everyone else's bills, but you don't pay your own bills. You're out of order if you will buy for everyone else's children, but you won't buy for your own kids. You are out of order if you constantly commend everyone else's husband, women, but you have nothing good to say about your own spouse. You are out of order, men, if you are constantly telling other women at the church how good they look, opening the doors for them, helping them walk up and down the stairs in church, but your wife almost fell on the ground, getting out of the car with the baby, or all those books. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Put things in priority. Next clause, and His righteousness. God is holy, and He taught us that without holiness, no man shall see God. So seeking God is prioritizing, seeking Him first, and included within that then is, now I need to seek Your righteousness. I need to spend time seeking out Your will. How do I do that? By spending time in Your Word, such as you do here with me on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday, such as you do in Bible study, such as you do in Sunday school, such as you do by going to church. I am constantly seeking out Your will. Your will is Your word. Your word is Your righteousness. We should be seeking to please Him. And then that last clause states, and all these things, everything else that you need, it will be added unto you once you have effectuated the process here in order. First, seeking the kingdom of God, then His righteousness or His will. You may say, well, why wasn't that just incorporated by reference within the kingdom of God? Although it is, it had to be distinctly noted because seeking His righteousness must be done daily, daily, daily. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, it tells us we must renew our minds daily, sometimes even more frequently, because Satan goes about, see, he's like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So he's always bringing to our minds sinful thoughts, things that are not of the will of God. So you have to be constantly, continuously seeking His righteousness, and that is when you see the things added. That is when you live out the blessings of God. Isn't this good word? Come on and praise God as we go into prayer. Just say, I will seek first the kingdom of God. Say it again, I will seek first the kingdom of God. Let's go into prayer. Father, we come today in this name of Jesus. Lord, we magnify You. We glorify Your holy name. We agree to seek Your will. We agree to seek Your word. Father, we agree, hallelujah, to seek first You and then constantly Your righteousness, continuously Your righteousness, perpetually Your righteousness, and then we receive everything that we need added unto us. Now, Father, bless everyone listening. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord, right now, right now, right now, right now, in Your name we pray, we count it done. Hallelujah. Oh, come on and praise Him. Come on and magnify His name. Come on and wave your hands and raise your hands and just begin to glorify Him. And wherever you are, let His presence fill that place. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Let me do the altar call and then I'm going to end with your tithe. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask You to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Father, I confess that I am rededicated to You. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family and welcome home. Everyone, make sure you tuned in with me live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and that you follow so that you can forward the text to others to bless others as part of being a soul winner for Christ. Follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222 right now. All right, our topic for today is, are you truly seeking God? Your task for today is to prioritize God in everything you do and make sure you're seeking his righteousness. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Whatever you do, don't miss the fire.
Woo. Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, say.
Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God. All that I am, and find my heart on the altar again.